Give you these extended times of worship to know me face to face. For the church at large has lost the understanding that church was never meant for an orchestration of things to be done for them, but rather that they come and that my house would be called the house of prayer, saith the Spirit of grace. That you would know me from the least to the greatest face to face. That you'd come into my presence. For the greatest joy that the Father has is to extend his presence by his Spirit on your spirits. That his work might be done in your life. For I desire to come and heal your bodies. I desire to come and heal your emotions. For in my presence are things to be done that no words by man can speak. An exchange of weakness, your weakness for my strength and grace is the great exchange in my presence, saith the Spirit of grace. And I say to many, do not run from repentance, but embrace the hour to allow my Spirit to deal with you. For repentance is not an ugly thing, nor should be unto you a shameful thing, but a renewal and a refreshing. Let the inward parts of your heart turn to me with true repentance on those places that I come to convict you of sin and things that are in darkness. For I desire to bring you out. I desire to bring you out into a place where life and joy and peace springs forth at the awakening of every day, saith the Spirit of grace. But many of the things that are hidden in darkness have separated you from me. Let not shame rule your life, but rather repentance and the cleansing and the washing and the regeneration of my blood washing over you fresh and anew, and the strength to give you, that I have given you the strength already to walk in these places and not do these things, but to follow me in true holiness, true righteousness and holiness, saith the Spirit of grace. For I say, I know the weaknesses that you claim to have, but they are no weaknesses in me. If you'll stand up and proclaim yourself apart, and that the same blood that washed you is the same blood that will keep you. Stand in my presence. Watch me bring forth strength out of all weakness, saith the Spirit of grace. Hemakala Christe. Vede bacolo sete di diete. Nehisiando. Yes, sir. For much of the church has been in a bewilderment of wondering why the great things and great renewals and revivals have yet not washed over the church from heaven with a great strength. But I say unto you that my church in large has been backslidden far from me. I've called many things righteous that were unrighteous, and called many things light that were darkness. But I'm coming to you as a father who loves his children to say, come out of the darkness. Come out of the places of hidden places that I desire to bring you forth from, and then you'll find that a washing comes over the church at large and even in this place, and brings you to higher elevations of my presence and my Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. Makarese. Vrurdi birando kedeste. To have the Spirit of repentance is the Spirit of holiness. It's the Spirit that brings forth joy. It's absent from shame. It denounces darkness and walks in the light, even as I am in the light, saith the Spirit of grace. Mekarasoto. So know that these times in which I extend to incubate you in my presence are for you to make by my grace, quality decisions to follow me and bring forth repentance.